I have pushed the button, so we should be live.
All right,
push button. You know what that means? That means we're live.
Oh man, button pushed. Oh. Button pushed. All right, hello everybody. This is the 10 News and 500 Notes of Auction Drafting. We are putting it all together. This is the last episode. This is the live draft. This is also a Mock Drafts on Tap stream. My name is Jeff Crisco. I'm here with Tony Steele, Waleed Ismail, and Evan Hoovler. How are we doing today?
I'm going to suggest we just make it one big webcast screen to avoid weird technical shit, because I forgot to get my webcam. And
oh, my God. Waleed doesn't have a... This is terrible.
I have a webcam. I just forgot to bring it. I could, like, get it launched, but I don't... We're on a schedule. We got to get going here.
It's truly a football absurdity draft. Waleed is making excuses for things.
There we go.
Okay.
For being right all the time, except for this one instance.
All right. So we said in the chat we're starting about a minute and a half. So I'm gonna start it up at 6:25 Pacific. How we feeling? We got our guys. Who's in here? Boards. Boards is in the boards. You don't have to be in here. I'm kicking you out.
Yeah. We gotta lock it. Sorry.
Muted.
This is for the podcast. We didn't lock the channel. That's our bad.
Yeah. All right.
But he's in here, so at least he'll be in. So that means everyone should be here.
Yeah, let's go. All right. You know what? I'm going to start the draft.
Let's just go.
All right. Let's do this thing. All right. Draft started. Somebody's going to be like, oh, I didn't get to bid on Jahmyr Gibbs. But psych, sucker, I'm actually nominating Bijan Robinson. So I have the highest offer of $1. Oh, I've been outbid. Okay, never mind. So
we're not doing $1. Like, I want to point out, we've talked about this. Don't just go from $1 to $2. When you know someone's going to go for a certain amount, you might as well just freaking pay.
So I have passed on Bijan. If your platform has passing, please do that, because it'll let the rest of the folks actually bid. And I realize the offering phase is 10 minutes, so we're gonna drop that down to 30 seconds.
That's a long time.
10.
Yeah, I was looking at that. I'm like, what is this 10 minute shit?
All right, Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Can you do it mid thing? Because I think we might want to restart this.
You can do it.
It's gonna make us go 10 minutes for this.
Nah. We're good. I would just hope folks will stop bidding, and please pass when you're done. Please pass when your bid is done.
Yeah, and use the pass button, or we're gonna be here for 8 minutes.
Yeah.
For the love of God, use the pass button. This is why I said maybe we reset.
All right, so we've got pass on everybody, but MK Drafts, who didn't even nominate. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to end the phase.
Can you end the phase?
Bang. All right. So now it's 1 minute to nominate.
Oh, and right away I get Bijan for $64. I love
$64. How's that looking? Evan's got to nominate. And then I want to know how that looks compared to the 10-team auction data.
I have it pulled up right now. Bijan last 5 and 10 man was 70.
Oh wow, that's a steal.
And that's what I'm talking about. Like, if you want to wait, you can wait, but I'm never gonna get Bijan cheaper than this.
Yeah. The price of entry will never be lower. Christian McCaffrey for Evan off the bat, $40 or $41.
And we've updated at least it's down to like 19.
Yeah, so that's 30 good. Seconds to bid now.
And I'm just going to pass right now. I got Bijan. I'm not paying up for CMC when I know he's going to go for 50. Although CMC Bijan sounds sexy as hell. We'll admit that.
Actually, I'm realizing that I don't know if it's bumping up again. Everybody passed. Oh, it is bumping up. Okay. It bumped back up. Okay. Because it was getting another 10 seconds.
No, it's supposed to do that.
Okay, well, it wasn't on high. Look, I haven't done an auction yet this year, okay?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Please don't judge me.
I agree. Same. Like, shouldn't I have 8 more minutes?
Yeah. the timer's got to count down for 8 minutes on every player. It takes 2 days.
Yeah, this isn't a stream. It's a marathon.
That's right. All right, so everybody has passed except for MK Drafts and the JB88. Christian McCaffrey for $54. We got some timid bidding off the rip here, yeah, I can tell.
And that is why...
I hope everybody didn't realize that, because maybe it's time to start attacking. I think everybody in this room should start attacking all at once on every player until you have like $50 left. Except for me, I won't be doing that.
It's probably smart.
Yeah.
And just so you know, Jeff does not have a hidden agenda at all.
My hidden agenda is that everybody has a good time.
Is that, right. I think that's noble on your part.
I agree. Thank you.
Yeah. Do what we can.
Chris goes to real hero.
So everyone so far I'm noticing is under.
Yeah, it seems to be
projection.
Yeah, it seems to be going.
I didn't even look. Oh, what did he go for? 53.
Jonathan Taylor for 53. Yeah. Wow, there are some.
These
huge
are going
deals
real
off
cheap. I'm telling
right
you,
here.
It's all right. It'll catch up. I'll find my guy.
Yeah. At some point. So when you see a board that starts like this, Evan will lead. What's your experience? Is it that the second tier of guys go for a little bit higher?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, we've already got.
Oh, but Gibbs is going to go for 70. You know what? The minute like. Isaiah Pacheco goes in the IR, and all of a sudden, those Gibbs stocks.
Yep, that's right.
That's definitely the reason. Yep.
I was so
excited to get Gibbs.
Yeah,
right. Well, I'm trying to pair the Bijan Gibbs thing, but I'm not going 70 on him. Actually, maybe I will.
Honestly, all summer, I was thinking, like, man, if there's just a way that we could neutralize Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah.
And now here we are.
We have caught in confidence. Oh my God, Waleed's done bidding.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're having fun, man.
Yeah. Oh, we've caught in compromise with Waleed and Isaiah Pacheco.
Yep.
He's dead.
So Waleed has spent what? Everything on Robinson and Gibbs?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Waleed has no money left.
Cool.
So yeah, Waleed threw four bids. We've got Waleed with $54 left with Robinson and Gibbs. Boards has 53 spent on Jonathan Taylor and the JB88 54 on Christian McCaffrey. So we saw immediately that like Jahmyr Gibbs, everybody went, oh my God, there's all these players off the board. You saw the Jahmyr Gibbs go like crazy. Quiet Feet has a good question in the chat in the draft. Gibbs 72, Bijan 64. How do we feel about that? Do we like Gibbs that much more? Or was it that Bijan went, I'll ask you this, that Bijan went for such a value that you're like, well, shit, I can take the money I saved on Bijan and make sure I get Gibbs too.
100% what I did.
Yeah.
Truth be told, I probably went about $6 more than I would have liked to. But also, like, why the hell not? Like, I still got $54 max bid. I'm not going to pay money for quarterbacks or tight ends. So I can still get a good receiver core once to crash at.
All right. So it's my turn to nominate. And since I'm the new guy, I'm feeling like James Cook is the end of what people are going to perceive as that tier. So that's what I'm pushing in right now.
Ooh, and that gets money out. That's a good call. That's a good call. I bet you he goes for almost as much as CMC, which is wild. He might even go for more.
Okay.
But I am going to be passing on everyone for the next 20 minutes, because that's all I can do.
20 minutes? Waleed, that's conservative, my guy.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, I forgot to pass on James Cook. Remember, if your thing has a pass button, remember to pass. That'll get your draft done faster. And that's the number one thing people complain about with auctions is that they take too long. So that'll help them push it along, because if everybody passes except for one person, they get the player. All right, so we've got Waleed and JB88 both basically tapped out for now. JB88 spent $100 on CMC and Lamb. Waleed, you have spent almost all your money.
I don't think he's necessarily tapped out.
Well, I mean, I think not tapped out, but like tapped out for a while. Like, we're not going to see him again for a while.
You'll be surprised. I won't be surprised. I know what's going to happen.
You must. Oh, that's right. There we go.
I borrowed Shane's orb.
Shane, I like how Shane is spiritually the fifth person on this podcast, because he comes up like every other episode.
He's the guy.
That's my guy.
He's the guy.
All right. Too rich for me.
Get that money going. People talking. See what they're saying.
People are talking. People are talking.
Many are saying this.
Folks are saying. See, this is what I was thinking about it earlier today about who do you win in auctions? And it's the people that you like more than everybody else. And that's Devon Achan for me.
We get Seymour's telling us that our audio volume is very low.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So let's try to go ahead. Let us know when the levels are better.
Yeah. Kick that up. Kick that up in the YouTube.
Okay. You hear that, Evan?
Yeah. I'm dealing with massive technical issues. If the audio is low, then I'm 9/10 of the way out of the woods.
Okay. Well, it will be. I am recording this for the podcast, so this will be up on the YouTube later as well. It's getting a twofer, folks.
I cranked your levels all the way up, so we'll see what that does.
Have you tried cranking that Soulja Boy? Okay, ooh, I heard myself.
Hey.
Oh, that's better. Cool. Seymour says we're in. I'm going to also point out to these guys that if you want to talk to us, you got to talk to us in the YouTube channel.
Hey, I have successfully purchased a human.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Joshua Allen, $23. How do you feel about that?
I'm looking at him going $27 in the last five drafts from Evan's cheat sheet, and it feels good.
Yeah, see? That's how you do it, right? You got a guy at value, which is your first auction guy this year. So to get him there at value. Who could
I have a sticker right above my computer that says Josh Allen is the only quarterback in NFL history. So,
oh, that's perfect.
There it is.
That he is.
Who go for 50? Ooh. Really?
That's huge.
50, oh, I love that. $101 for James Cook and Puka.
What if they don't let Puka in Australia?
I don't know how to say his name.
For his crimes.
And Jeff, that's a convict colony, man.
$23 Josh Allen. I fucking love that.
What if they force them to leave Puka in Australia because of his crimes?
Yeah. I did talk about this too. That there would be I'll get Josh Allen for cheap. And Tony kind of just showed that does happen. When you get like a bunch of real people who know what they're doing. They're afraid to overpay for a quarterback sometimes. And frankly, they overcompensate because I think Josh Allen is worth $23. He's going to score the most points in fantasy football.
The thing that you guys have said that has really stuck with me is that nobody remembers what you paid when the season starts.
Yeah.
100% right.
Yeah. Like, why am I doing this? Am I going to worried that I'm going to get roasted if I post how much I paid for everybody in like the Discord or something like that? No.
I kind of want to point out too, I question whether how much of a crash there's going to be when I'm looking at a $47 Justin Jefferson. A lot of guys going for undervalue, it feels like.
Well, there will be a crash. It'll just come later. Or maybe, because this is only two wide receiver as well. I made it two wide receiver, two flex. So we got a little bit more flexibility in our rosters. There are a lot of guys going undervalue. Especially when I compare like I thought James Cook would be closer to Devon Achan, but I guess not. But back to Tony's point, it's by definition, you paid more than anybody else in the league wanted to pay.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you get roasted, guess what? Somebody else was a dollar behind you. So you could just point to them. Right. Be like, this guy wanted him too. So don't be afraid of bidding because people will pay what's necessary to get the players. All that matters is the roster. And if you have a good enough base, you'll have plenty of guys that you want to get. I'm out on Jamar Chase at $64. So right now, let's see. Well, Evan has
now nobody. Already at 66.
All right. So Evan has nobody. I have Devon Achan. Tony has Josh Allen. Waleed, you have Bijan and Gibbs. So we've already got like four different ways of putting a roster together.
Now, Seymour Brookies, I fixed the audio.
Perfect. And so Quiet Feet has gotten Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson for $112. How do we feel about that start?
I think it's awesome. I mean, I'm envious that Jefferson price being so cheap allows you to pay over what you would normally pay for Chase, right? I mean,
100%. That's what I did with Gibbs.
And I think go for it.
I was just going to say I liked it better when someone that wasn't Wally did it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Truth be told, I low-key prefer good Chase Jefferson to the Bijan Gibbs.
I prefer Chase and Jefferson.
Got him.
You low-key prefer? I Thor prefer. But that's what's important here, too, is people, if you find values, you got to spend that money somewhere else. If you just rack up a bunch of values, all that's going to happen is you're going to end up with like $14 left when the draft is over. You're like, oh, cool. All I did was soak up values and I didn't spend the money anywhere.
Drake London.
Drake London. So I've been thinking about the Atlanta quarterback competition and bear with me. Check this out. I'm doing the Don Draper at the whiteboard meme. Okay. Joe Milton.
Oh God.
Joe Milton.
What about
through waivers, and he would immediately be even the best quarterback in Atlanta.
So London went for 35. I kind of feel like cheap. That's too cheap.
I feel like I distracted everybody. All right, this is the first. Go ahead, Tony.
I feel like that's a reflection of like the market kind of being afraid on London, right? And if you're in a snake and he's there, you're just like, well, I'm going to take him because he's there, versus now you have to like actively want to acquire this player.
I mean, if I didn't have Bijan and Gibbs, I would have actively wanted to take him, but if he would have cost me like, I would have had like a max bid of under 20 after getting him.
I think I was speaking more in terms of like game theory in general, right?
Oh, yeah, you were.
Instead of Waleed's specific strat.
Yeah, but I think that was too cheap. Like, if I had more money, I would have paid 40 for that.
Sure.
I have to consider the rest of my roster.
Yeah, so Ash and Genty, $39. I think that was the first pressure point based off of news recently, where with the Genty ankle injury, he was, you know, he was down on the field for 3 days, resurrected. And so...
I don't know. I heard this Mike Washington guy's really good.
Do you want to see? I have a screenshot of all my shares if you're interested.
Yeah, right. I'm ready. I was ready to post it the second I heard the news.
Oh man,
guys, check this out. Check out what I knew.
Check out my exposure. Brock Bowers currently at $27. $28. What?
This is. It's so hard to let these guys go for prices that I like. Part of me wants to just be like, fuck it and figure it out later, but I can't do it.
Do it, Waleed.
No, I can't.
We talked a big game about how nobody remembers how much you paid.
Yeah, but I know what roster I want to build, and getting Brock Bowers is going to make it so I can't have that roster.
It's Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, and a bunch of $1 players.
Seymour, those are some cheap guys that will get time on the field. Those Cleveland, Atlanta, and Las Vegas quarterbacks. Don't hate that strategy.
In two QB leagues, I don't know why you would be targeting bad quarterbacks on potentially bad offense. It just feels like
I assume they mean for the third quarterback.
For the third quarterback? Third quarterback, it depends on how my first two are, but I'm targeting one of two types of players. One is if I have risky quarterbacks, a guy who's not going to get benched, even if he's not good, like Aaron Rodgers. And if I have two solid quarterbacks, I'll target a guy who might put one of them on the bench, like Malik Willis. That's kind of my strat with two quarterbacks. Oh, I got Derrick Henry?
Yeah, I chickened out at the last minute.
42. I didn't even realize I'd bid on him. All right. So Derrick Henry, my flag plant. running. No, I love honestly,
Jeff just went into fugue state and became a Derrick Henry guy.
And honestly, I like Achan and Henry together. So I don't hate it, to be honest with you.
$88? You still got $100 max bid.
Yeah, buddy. And I'm going to spend it all on Jaxon Smith-Njigba right now.
See, I don't like assuming that my guys aren't going to play outside of bye weeks because this is the NFL. Like, people are going to get hurt. And I want to be able to trust a guy for more in just 2 weeks.
And that's why you've built a deep roster here of two players with all your money.
Oh no, but they're not gonna get hurt. My guys aren't gonna get hurt. Of course
not. This is a mock draft. It's all upside. There's no downside. Just like nobody remembers what you paid, nobody remembers who you mock drafted.
That's
none of this will matter in a week. None of this will matter.
And remember, people, use your pass buttons.
Oh yeah.
Keep this thing going nice and quickly.
Let's keep it going. Keep it going. Yeah, I realized today that football starts a week from Wednesday, a week from tomorrow.
It does. As
we record this.
Oh gosh, how exciting!
Man, I know. Who's excited to? I can't remember the last time I saw Seahawks Patriots. That's an exciting matchup.
Rare. It's a unique out of conference matchup.
It's gonna be really funny if just they shit all over Drake May again.
I would love to see, like, it's like they score more points than they did in the Super Bowl.
Like, that would be amazing.
It's absolutely like, wow, they won by 70 this time.
All right. Oh, wow. Raladala is out of Raladala's. Raladala has
it around.
Yeah, Cook can't take it with you. James Cook, Puka Nacua, JSN for $43 left, so...
And you're starting to see that with JSN being $56. What did Sun God go for? 52. Like, Puka went for 50.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're seeing that inflation as people get FOMO.
And the tier two, it's also in the tier two guys when you realize you're going to have money.
All right. I'm trying to decide if I'm going to push the button.
Push it.
Nah, I'll push this button. I don't really care about T. Higgins. Get him off the board. Get him out of here.
Take him out.
Oh, man. Raladala can't get Omarion Hampton. Raladala traded me for Omarion Hampton in another league, I believe.
They said they're not getting him here.
Yeah. All right. So right now I've got Achan and Henry. Evan has Chase Brown. Oh, we'll lead still Bijan and Gibbs.
It's your nomination, Tony, you know that, right?
Oh, I thought I hit nominate. Sorry.
It's tricky.
You got to pick the player and then hit nominate, which is silly. What is this? The damn Mitchell estimating software? That's a joke for like one person that might be watching this, perhaps, maybe. Tony, how are you feeling about Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley with 74?
Did I go offline here? Yeah, he's online. He just really wants T. Higgins.
Oh, Tyromancer?
Yeah, oh, well, I just saw the jump bid by $11.
Oh,
like, that's a man who is. What is Higgins actually going for in 10 man here? I'm kind of curious about that.
24.
Yeah, we're starting to see that.
24.
So you're starting to see that inflation that we got from the first group of players going cheaper. So, Tony, how are you feeling about your first two guys?
Well, I have three. So I have Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley, and Brock Bowers. And I'm nervous now that the inflation is going to hit those second tier receivers that I was hoping to load up on because of how low everybody started. But I'm wondering if I just wait that out and maybe sacrifice getting top, 18 guys and really just try to focus on building up a good running back core to just try to pivot based on what the market's doing.
That's 100% what you got to do.
I don't want to pay 10% over value for Devonta Smith or, one of those guys that I might not be super huge on or AJ Brown just because I don't have a receiver yet. Like, one of the things you guys stress is like, you got to stay fluid. You got to react to the board. And since I already paid up for Barkley, Allen, and Bowers, like, I have to recognize that for overall team health, it's probably for the best if I don't overbid just so I can have someone in my receiver spot.
Exactly.
I did. That's where MK Drafts is at here too. I just want to point out.
That's the one thing you do have to get used to, Tony, is you're like, okay, I know I'm not going to have these guys. I'm just going to hold on and wait. Yeah. And then there will be that market crash and then you can fill them in. But you do get people kind of worried. They're like, oh man, you know, people have three, four, five players. And I like Evan only has one. And this is, you know, you can't just bid just to fill a roster spot.
But Tony, right. I think if you have a wide receiver that's in the like near the top seven remaining or whatever your tier is, I think it's okay to overpay for him because you're sitting on $87. If you have to go down to like 37 to have four starters, four positions that are great, you know, you can that 47 will go a long way, or maybe less even, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the biggest thing is just figure out who you have to have and who you want. And then just kind of work from there. Like, you're not going to be able to get everyone. Like, I got Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson. That pretty much means anyone who is a top 24 player after that, I'm not getting. And I'm not going to pretend like I am. So I'm just going to nominate guys to get money out of the pool because I need to catch up to the rest of you guys on your max bids. And, like, right now we're in a nice spot where it looks like only Ty and Evan and Jeff all have over $100 max bid. Everyone else is under that point. So we're at like a nice little inflection point.
There we go. And I changed that.
We got to get money out of there.
I changed that. Trey McBride, $25. They're calling it the steal of the draft, folks.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Until, until
30 for Bowers.
Colson Loveland goes for 20.
Oh, man. That's who I should have nominated and just sat back and let Waleed somehow bid against himself. Actually, Colson Loveland is going to go before more than Trey McBride. I'm going to call that shot right here.
Well, yeah, I feel like that guys, in this room, too.
Yeah.
Like you guys said, this is the last of a tier, right? So,
yeah.
And a lot of it, it does come down to FOMO. Like, you're, oh, man, I got to get this guy. And there's not a bad bid. Well, there can be
a bad bid. But. I do have a question, then. Would it, like... From a draft strategy perspective, would it be wise to move up that nomination to like now? You know what I mean? And yeah, just because like I do recognize that that is the last of a widely accepted tier. Or do you think it'll draw more out if we wait a couple rounds and people get a little more desperate?
No, because if you wait a couple rounds, somebody's going to nominate them in the meantime. But you want to nominate players that you don't want on your team with the most money out there.
Yeah, sure. And like the most he's going to get out is $25, whereas like AJ Brown should be able to knock out $40. Like,
so that is once again getting cute with it, as they say.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can
we talk about this Amarian Hampton?
I was going to say, man,
$60 for Amarian Hampton for
you know what that was right there though? That was a fucking flag plant.
That's the end of a tier right there. That's you he see. Yeah.
And not just that, though. I think that was his guy. Simple as that.
But, like, I mean, it had to be somebody else's guy, too, for it to be up to $60. I didn't see who else was bidding. But, I mean, somebody bid $59. So it wasn't just that, you know. So you saw firsthand. Okay. Omarion Hampton, $60. Chase Brown, Devon Achane, Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor, Ashton Jeanty, Saquon Barkley, James Cook, Christian McCaffrey, Kenneth Walker, all went for cheaper. Everybody but Waleed's guys, who were the top two, went for cheaper than Omarion Hampton. And that right there is the effect of getting in at the end of a tier.
Bijan is only $4 better than Omarion Hampton. That's just science.
Yeah, that's math, dude. So you saw firsthand right there that Omarion Hampton, and it's, you know, and then you saw the crash. Look, next guy,
I'd like to review some of these rosters right now because we have seen some like action going.
All right,
so we got max bid $78. He's got Devon Achane, Derrick Henry, and Trey McBride. We got Evan, who's I think has the most money left. He just got a $50 Chase Brown. We got the very handsome Waleed Ismail with Bijan Robinson and Jahmyr Gibbs and a max bid of $54. Boards has Jonathan Taylor and Sun God for a max bid of $85. We got why am I like passing going 13? Sorry. You know, now I'm gonna pass because I think he's gonna go for more than 20. And I don't really want to spend over 20 on Jeremiah Love. Anyway, Boards had $85 max bid with Jonathan Taylor and Amon-Ra St. Brown. MK Drafts has a $60 max bid. He's got Ashton Gentry, Javonte Williams, Drake London, G Rice. I love
that's
that
an incredible
team.
Group.
That's it's an solid. Incredible group like right there. He was value shopping. He found like price points that he liked and he got value. I feel like Ashton Gentry, I'm buying the dip because I feel like it has a great chance to return on its investment. Tony, and he's got, he just added Jeremiah Love for $23. God damn, there I really go. Like him. MK knows what he's doing though. This is like right now, I feel like he's winning this. Yeah. AJ Brown, oh, I'm sorry, not AJ Brown, AJ Brown Fan Club, own Tony Steele. Got Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley, Brock Bowers. Raladala has James Cook, Puka Nacua, JSN with a max bid of $34. Tony had a max bid of 87. I don't think I said that. JB's got a max bid of 90 with CeeDee Lamb and Christian McCaffrey. Pyromancer has Kenneth Walker and T. Higgins in a max bid of $116. Quiet Feet has a max bid of $19 with Omarion Hampton, Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase. So I'm not really in that bad a spot right now, relatively speaking. I have the third least money to spend, but I also arguably have two best players. So
yeah,
what's going on, Godspella? Chris. Sorry, we do have the YouTube stream going live here, so I will acknowledge people in our chat.
Oh, okay. Evan's about to big stack everybody, just so everybody knows.
Oh yeah, he's doing this deliberately. He loves to do this.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I would like to point out one of the questions that Tony, you had during the process was how quickly can you tell if this is going to be a room where everything's starting to go for value? We knew after like three or four guys, we were like, uh-oh.
Yep.
Everybody's going low. And so you have two options. You can either get in on it like Waleed did, or you can hang back like the rest of us did. And you can see if you're going to hang back, you got to hang back till everybody spends their money like Evan's doing.
Yep.
Or continue to go value hunting. Like, I feel like I got a good value with Trey McBride at $25.
Yep. And Evan just added Kyren Williams for $22.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Kyren Williams, is there, like, over the last few years, is there a more disrespected running back in fantasy? Like, we keep acting like, oh, there is? Who?
Oh, in fantasy. Sorry. I was going to say Tyler Allgeier. The disrespect. Oh.
Yeah, okay. No, but Tyler Allgeier, absolutely disrespected. He'll prove them all wrong, though.
No, I think you're right. I mean, people have just been waiting for that other shoe to drop in LA, like, for 3 years now.
Yeah.
Because I think for the first 2 years, people were just like, well, did you see his athletic score? And now this year, it's like, hey, have you seen Blake Corum?
Yeah, it's the quintessential, he can't keep getting away with it. People just keep, like, making up reasons to not want him. And he's going to return punts one of these years, okay? One of these years, he'll return punts.
He's just a good-ass football player.
Yeah, he was good at Notre Dame.
Ooh, and Ty got Neighbors for $32. I was hoping I could get him for under 25. That didn't happen.
That shit ain't going to happen.
Of course it wasn't going to happen, but a man can try.
Do you think I can get A.J. Brown for $15?
I don't think you can. I think Evan's going to get him.
Uh-oh, here comes Big Bag.
You see? Damn it. I couldn't get A.J. Brown for $25 either.
I can't believe it.
Don't you guys know he's a cancer?
Well, if you put him on your fantasy team, it's going to cause locker room problems.
Yeah.
An argument I hear against him, which I think is a fallacy, is he's 29 years old, unlike those other guys who changed teams who are younger. I only need him for 1 year.
That's true.
He can just die next year. It doesn't matter to me.
So here's a fallacy I hear against him.
We're getting a question from Godspella that I feel is worth all.
Hold on. Let me get this AJ Brown point out really quick. Okay. Here's a fallacy I hear against him. He's a straw man. Okay. Anyways.
Got him. one true patriot.
That's right.
He's saying that, like, it's happened to him in the last season's draft. He nominated an RB in tier two that he did not want, and nobody was bidding on him, so we got stuck with him. And my thing is, this is why you don't price him for it. Because if you don't think that you want a guy for that price, why do you think someone else should want him?
Yeah, if you have to price enforce for a price that you want to pay for that player.
Yeah.
That's if you're going to price enforce, you have to say this player is a value. I want this player on my team for this number of dollars. Not this player should be $33. I'm going to bid 32, but I don't want him.
That's, I want to point out that I know Ty is listening to the chat because he went straight to $25 on Colston.
Yeah, Ty. So
he was just blocking me out. Like that man was playing full on defense and I love it.
Tyromancer at $30 and wins $30 Colston Loveland. I called it. He would go for more than Trey McBride.
Yep.
Bang. And,
like, love it.
Yeah.
I and that's it. Your he top got tier Malik of neighbors, T Higgins, Colston Loveland and Kenneth Walker. He's got a max bid of $56. I like his team, honestly.
You know, it's a better team. Achan Henry McBride with the max bid of $78.
I guess.
I mean, wow. How do you really feel, Waleed?
I mean, Colston Loveland's better than Trey McBride. That's what I feel. Although I like your running backs more. Like, I love Achan. I love Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry, man. Like, he should not be going for his, like, late second Derrick Henry just feels like stealing money to me. I have so much exposure.
Yeah.
And Godspell points out a common thing we need to come to grips with if we're going to not end up holding the bag like that is other people are going to get unfair deals. That's just what happens in an auction. Everyone speaking gets an unfair deal after watching out.
Speaking of which, Evan got Tedaro and McMillan for $16.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
People weren't paying attention.
Yeah, I looked into my crystal ball. And that's
I just wanted to see what Josh Jacobs would go for. That's why I nominated him. This might have been a waste of the nomination.
That was the trigger I was going to pull to see what it was going to go, what he was going to go for.
$3. Oh, were you? Okay. I was curious.
Yeah.
We're on Sleeper.
I'll tell you what,
which is a superior.
$2 Josh Jacobs. Hilarious.
$2
Josh Jacobs is just what happened.
Yeah, I don't mind it. There was questions in the Discord today about Josh Jacobs, and I just want to pass along because I didn't want to type it. Dave Richard, the last five guys to go on the commissioner exempt list, didn't play four of them didn't play the whole season. The guy that did play was Jabril Peppers because he was acquitted. And they're not even doing anything with Josh Jacobs until week 11 in terms of their court date. So don't touch Josh Jacobs. Yeah. Don't do it. It's not worth it. It's also not worth deciding if you want Kalen Black or Kareem Hunt in your stash guy. Because the only correct answer is whoever's running back gets hurt. That's the correct answer. And you can't know that on September 1st.
Correct.
All right. Perfect.
Because Travis, for $2, I think he was just thinking that maybe he doesn't get suspended.
I was thinking he was thinking that somebody was going to bid $3.
Yep.
He price enforced for $2. All right, so Luther Burden went off the board for $13 while I distracted both Bears fans. I apologize.
Oh, no, I'm fine with that. I wasn't trying to take him for that price anyway. Like, he's not Roma Dunze.
All right. Rome if you want to.
Do you like Rome this year, Waleed?
I think he might be an okay guy. I might like him. Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
You haven't mentioned
him. I feel like I'm waiting because I see Tony's nominating, so I'm waiting for Roma Dunze to get nominated here.
No,
guys still on the board.
I want to see if I can get $40 out of the pot right now.
I don't think it's gonna be 40, but it might be closer to 30.
I must offer higher than the current offer. I don't want to.
Thank you for getting him to 25. I can't do it. I want to, but I can't.
$30 for George Pickens. Here's the thing is there.
But all of a sudden, I'm in a nice little spot here where I don't have. Like, I still have money. So if I'm patient here, I'm going to still be able to get some value. There's still some dudes here.
Yeah. So Evan's about to not be big bag anymore. Evan spent his big bag. Well, no, I'm saying he spent his whole big bag. So so Evan was the big bag, and now he's chilling with five guys. He's got a soggy burger. Chase Brown, Kyren Williams, AJ Brown, Teteroa McMillan, George Pickens. Evan, do you feel like you executed what you were trying to do there?
Yes, because like Wally always says, the more money you have, the later, the less those dollars are worth. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to spend up on a quarterback. I clearly am not going to spend up on a tight end because the top three have gone. What am I going to spend, like $15 on my bench? No, what the heck? So, yeah, getting my flex spot. Oh, are there two flexes?
There are two flexes.
Oh, okay, that brings a little fun, little spice to it. I like that. Yeah. That's
like where
I got five guys who I really want.
Yeah.
That Lamar nomination, real nice there, gets $10 out of the pot. And when everyone's in that $50 range, like on average, $10 is a significant amount.
That's a big chunk. That's going to make you rethink how things go going forward.
There's an echo. Mahmood said there's, are you talking about the stream? There's an echo.
No, I know what it is. I got it. I'm on it.
Okay, cool.
So we got Pride of Real into California.
There's no way Cam Scadaboo's going for this cheap. There we go.
JB is the current big bag right now, with followed by Tony.
Yeah,
Tony's been patient.
Oh man, I guess I'm not getting Nico Collins then.
Well, I was gonna say it low key. That's my next. That was already in my queue as my next nomination.
The
to get money out of the pot.
The wars for your Nico, Jalen Waddle, Ladd is gonna be bloodbath.
It's gonna be rough.
Yeah. Well, and that's like, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking strategy. I'm trying to think a couple noms ahead. Like, does that mean I'm more likely to take Devontae or Devonta either, like for a little cheaper, because I don't want to get into those wars over Nico?
Yeah. I mean, that's why I was like, you know what? Trey McBride's going for cheap. I'm going to get in here. Cause if that's the last, I think that was a good value. That's kind of what I was thinking. Cause with the Warren injury, I think that McBride, Bowers, Loveland are your top tier. Right. And yes. Warren does have a break. So McBride was the second of that tier. So that's what you're thinking right now is if Devonta goes off, it gets nominated first, maybe you spend more so that you don't get in the bidding war for Nico Collins or vice versa.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, Bucky. Am I going to let this go? Yeah, probably.
$7 for Buccaneers Irving.
It's a good deal.
That's what you're getting. Yeah, it's a good deal.
Hell, $7? I don't care if he's gonna get the hook at the 20. $7.
I mean, here's the thing. He's gonna score from outside the 20 anyway.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Guess who's a Bucky Irving tout now? Me.
All right.
Yeah, I did not mean to go to 28, but also at this point, I don't mind going to 28 because I see where money's being spent.
Yeah,
Nico Collins is the last of the tier.
Yeah. So
Nico's a guy that's worth doing that for.
$34. This is going to change how I do. The $7 Bucky was not in my plans, but I could, you know, that was just staying fluid. I was like, Jesus, $7 for Buccaneers Irving, I'll take it.
JB going with $35 Nico to go with CD, and he's got $56. A lot of us in that $50 range. So we got right. Jeff Crisco. Is he he's close to the big stack. He's got Achan, Bucky, Henry, and McBride with a $72 max bid. Evan's got a $25 max bid with Chase Brown, Kyren Williams, AJ Brown, Teteroa McMillan, and George Pickens. I'm at $54 with just Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson. Boards has a $31 max bid. Jonathan Taylor, Travis Etienne, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Chris Olave, Luther Burden. MK Drafts got Ashton Gentry, Javonte Williams, Drake London, Rashee Rice, Jeremiah Love, Cam Scadaboo. I think this is a big stack. It's our boy Tony Steele. Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley, Brock Bowers. What did Devonta Smith just go for?
That's actually interesting. Goes Devonta Smith, last of the tier, went for 23, where Nico Collins went for 35. So that tells me this room sees Devonta Smith as the beginning of the next tier.
I don't have him in the Nico tier.
Yeah. A lot of folks do. I don't really have him in the Nico tier. I do have him in that like squished in tier between like the Nicos and the like the Jalen Waddles.
Yeah.
So sure. Yeah. All right, it is Evan's nomination. Yeah, boards agrees. Devonta is absolutely not in Nico tier. A lot of folks are trying to act like he is, and it drives me crazy because Nico is clearly better.
Yeah.
I was just trying to go with like public perception, because a lot of times in auction drafts, you do have to kind of read what public perception is to figure out like the teardrops, yep. Or else you'll be having the teardrops, folks.
So Raladala's got James Cook, Puka, and JSN for $34 max bid. JB's got McCaffrey, Devonta, Nico, and CeeDee with a max bid of $34. Ty's got Lamar, Kenneth Walker, Holston Loveland, Malik Nabers, T. Higgins, and a max bid of $47. And Quiet Feet's got a max bid of $18 with Hampton, Justin Jefferson, Chase, and Josh Jacobs. So this is getting interesting. Ooh, Brees is going.
Brees for $22. Brees for $22 after Smith goes for $23. So, yeah, we're starting to see a little bit, you know, things are getting cheaper. We still have Tony's got a big stack. I still have a big stack. Tony and I need to work out a deal on the side.
It should be pointed out that everyone in this draft is on the Football Absurdity Discord. So there's a lot of hive mind, which is why some guys are going for a lot more and some guys are going for a lot less. And not many are going for right in the middle because, you know, we share research and opinions.
And truth be told, one of the hive mind things I think I took advantage of is people don't like to spend up for those big running backs early. They don't want to spend $70. So I kind of decided to take advantage of that when I saw the Bijan dip to try to do something fun. Like, yeah. I'm very curious to see how this draft works out.
Also, I wasn't able to bid, or I would have bid on those a lot more.
Quiet Feet says, tight ends, absolutely useless fancy position, not worth more than $1. Sounds like that's talking from the short stack right there.
Oof. Got him.
Oh, he's not even short stack anymore. JB short stack. Way to go, short stack.
Oh, he is.
I'm second.
All right, so that's after Evan wins Tyler Warren for $12. So that's exactly what I was talking about. A huge teardrop, a tier break.
Oh, and just like that, I'm right behind Jeff and Tony with the stack.
That's because you don't have any players.
I mean, I don't have any players. I have B players.
Oh, okay.
And I'll have players soon. I'm not worried about it. I still have a lot of guys that I like.
All right. So Boards is nominating. Over the last, other than Bucky, which is an outlier that you can't expect a $7 Bucky, what's like a value that's sticking out to you guys?
Just everyone that got in early. Yeah. Right? Like,
yeah.
I think Genty for 39 is ridiculous. I think Kyren for 22 is ridiculous.
Yep.
I think Josh Jacobs for 2 is an overpay.
I think Josh Jacobs for 1 is an overpay.
Jefferson under $50. CeeDee Lamb under $50. That's a solid Puka value.
Puka for 50 even. Pretty nice.
Yeah. Puka might have something to say about who might... I don't know. There's an anti-Semitism joke in there, but I lost it.
There is. Bang. Only people that are wise with money spend $50 on Puka Nacua.
There it is.
For that shrewd financial move of getting him for $50, I can think of a gesture Puka might make.
It's true. Well, I always, whenever I have people over for football, I always, when Puka does something, I do the hand gesture and I cleverly remind everybody else they're not allowed to do it because I'm the only Jew in the room.
Especially his wife.
Yeah, back it off.
You're like, whoa, you're not allowed, not allowed.
Yeah, watch it.
That's our hand gesture.
Cool. All right. Love Devonta Adams for $12.
That's not bad.
That's a real good price.
That's a steal.
I like it. You know, I've been waiting. It doesn't really take me down too much.
And we neglected to mention Drake May for $6, third quarterback off the board. I feel like you kind of see, we're talking about the hive mind, right? We all devalue quarterbacks here. The hive mind, the third quarterback off the board is $6. That's
yeah. That's I should have chased that a little.
Yeah, that's half of Davante Adams.
I'm trying to spend like almost all my money right now because there's too much money left in the draft for this point. There's an unusual amount left in the draft.
Well, that's now. Me and Tony are gonna start sweeping up players.
It's true.
Well, what did he go for? Wilson for 13.
Garrett Wilson went for $13. See, the thing is too is I don't mind having money at the end because I do have like my pet bench guys that I am willing to go like $3 for, so I don't mind having money at the end.
Fight you so badly for this.
Yeah, boy, got DeAndre Swift. I have too many running backs and no wide receivers.
I'm not fighting you for a player when you have that much more money than me.
Yeah, I have four top 24 running backs. So I'm set. I'm chilling. If anybody sees me bidding on a running back, please injure me.
I'm away from the keyboard.
Yeah. Send a zap through the keyboard if you would be so kind. All right. So we got Joe Burrow off. So Evan's bidding $6 for Joe Burrow. I'm going to pass. I didn't particularly want Joe Burrow, but for $6 or $5, I was going to take Joe Burrow. All right, so Evan gets Joe Burrow for $6. So Evan is max bid $9, $14 left. So,
and one starter slot left.
Yep, Evan's almost done with his big stuff. All right. One thing I liked, one of the questions we got a lot, or that we do get a lot, and it was something that we had to talk about, was when do you start nominating guys that you want? We're still not at that point. Like, money is drying up, and we're still not at the point where nominating players we like. Like, it's when it's down to, like, you might get stuck with the guy. We're getting
close to it, though. But
yeah, we are getting close.
I'm actually at a point where I'm nominating guys that if I get them for a dollar, I don't care.
Well, I mean, we're talking about by ADP, there's guys in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. If you got any of those guys for a dollar, yeah, you'd be happy with it. I didn't want Bucky Irving, but I got him for $7. I'm over the moon, you know?
So I will say, Tony, I think you could have did. You could have gotten him for me for less than 19.
I'm at the point where I'm making my move, and yeah, if someone wants to bid more than I'm comfortable bidding, then that's fine. You can have him.
Oh yeah, I respect it.
Amiga Big Boo off the board. All right, gonna get some more cash off the board here. Some Quinshon's. Not interested in Quinshon Judkins.
Ooh. That was my next nomination.
Yeah. All right. Evan's already hit the pass button. Is everybody passing? Okay, no. Rollo Dahl.
He'll go for $10. Someone needs a running back, and he's going to have volume. Maybe he won't.
So Terry
McLaurin, honestly, $7 is more than enough. I thought he'd go for $10, but maybe, like, we just don't like him that much.
So, Tony, you've spent $28 on Emeka Buka and Terry McLaurin in the last two bids, giving you a wide receiver core of Adams, McLaurin, and Buka for $40. Not bad.
Feels good.
Feels good, man. I'm currently rocking a $0 wide receiver core, so could be worse. $23. You don't need Zay Flowers, Tony. Leave him alone.
We talked about this. This is the pocket of guys that I really like.
Yeah,
and if I'm saving money, like, I'm willing to, I just hit pass on Zay Flowers because there's still a couple guys left in that tier that I would really like to have as my second flex.
Yeah, or my wide receiver one.
Right. I felt bad for you on that one.
It's all right. I already have my second flex, so, you know.
The only reason I didn't go in on that was because I saw you two were fighting. You both have more money than me, and I'd rather you just, like, get that money out, and I will target guys later.
Real also, friends.
Zay Flowers is a wide receiver one, so I think
I've done that more often than I want to admit, and especially in best ball.
No, I mean, he is my wide receiver 12 by rankings. I have him as a wide receiver.
I think he's a wide receiver one too. So I'm not against it.
Yeah.
Oh, did I not pass here? Sorry.
It's funny because people are, you know, ranking him based on how he looked in a Todd Monken offense, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh.
Yeah.
Todd Monken.
I listening to? It was around the NFL. No, not, that's what it used to be called. It's Heed the Call now. And they were talking about how there's rumors that Todd Monken might just like step down at the end of the year. Just like a gentleman's agreement. Like, nobody wants me to be here. I don't want to be here. You guys don't want me here.
Did you end this? Oh, there we go. Did you end the stream on accident or?
There is zero reason. Yeah, there is zero reason why I went to back there. That was on OBS.
Okay. But hey, I think it's like now a max screen, so that's kind of nice.
OBS? Isn't that the washed wide receiver that's on the Giants again?
That's Darnell Mooney.
Oh, my bad.
Who I thought was not supposed to make the team, but I think he did.
I heard he was a cut guy, but they cut Braxton Berrios and Juju Smith-Schuster, so they still have room for two washed wide receivers. All right.
Guys, I'm now the big stack.
Oh boy. See, you wait long enough. Everybody gets their turn as the big stack.
Yep.
And it's very important that you stay the big stack for as short as possible. Yeah, because like Evan likes to say, and we'll lead you too, the longer the draft goes, the less valuable your dollars are.
Yep.
So, like, I'm comfortable where I am with $34 left with no quarterback, no wide receiver two, and I only have to fill 5 bench spots. I'm chilling. I'm feeling great. My only regret is that there are still running backs that I want, and I can't do it.
This is interesting.
All right, so we've got a bidding war for Ladd McConkey up to $26 for
Turns
Tony.
Turns out Zay was at discounts.
Yeah, this is the pocket that Tony was talking about. This is a pocket we've talked about several times. And you can see within the pocket, there'll be price variances, but you gotta, if you want to get into the pocket, right, you pay the price and they'll be similar because once a pocket's price is established, most of those guys will stay around there, I feel like. All right. That hurt me so hard to pass on David Montgomery.
Not the big stack, but I had to do it.
That hurt so hard to pass on David Montgomery. David Montgomery for $5? $4. $5. All right.
Now I
feel better.
Yeah. Because I was gonna, ooh, like, I wasn't gonna let him go for 5. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. All right. So Waleed went from big stack to second stack. That's very good, Waleed. Get out of being big stack.
You got more than me.
I have more than you. Oh, that's right. I have a plan. That's right.
And so does Ty.
I have a plan for my money.
Do you?
Yeah.
Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Just remember that.
And that's why I refuse to get... I simply will not get punched in the mouth, Waleed. Oh, nobody's mentioned that strategy.
That is a good strat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good strategy. I agree.
Yeah, everybody, no, have you considered not getting punched in the mouth? It's pretty, like, easy. I haven't been punched in the mouth in decades.
Lucky.
I did injure my elbow at work yesterday, though, which is fun. I'm debating whether or not I should file an injury form.
Oh, that's... Hell yeah. Get some time off.
Fucking first, damn it.
I won't get any time off because they'll be like, you don't need your left elbow to do this job. They're like, get back out there, kid. Rub some dirt on it.
Bandage up a little bit.
Yeah, all I will get out of it is paperwork. So it's really not worth the effort.
I probably should have gone $4 for LaPorta.
Yeah, but Sam LaPorta for $3. Now we're in the, like, now we're seeing what guys are going to be worth. Because he's kind of just above the blobs.
Sorry, Godfellas. Jeff spent his money on Devin Achane, Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers, Trey McBride, Bucky Irving, and DeAndre Swift. And he still has a fair amount of money left.
And I am second stack behind Tony. No, third stack. Sorry, Tyromancer has a higher max bid.
If you turn whatever device you're using to watch this sideways, I every name should be clear here. And I try to minimize my window. So let me know if I can help facilitate that more.
All right, we got Jaden Daniels, Waleed, and me.
Just you.
Waleed passes. All right, we've got pass. We have folks who have not yet passed, namely Evan. All right.
No, I'm passed.
It might have been pass due to the setup and what I'm trying to do. The pass button is below my second monitor. So like, I have to kind of stab around the area and hope I don't bid.
Yeah. All right. So we've got, I'm chilling at Jaden Daniels, Devon Achane, Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers, Trey McBride, Bucky Irving, DeAndre Swift with $29 max bid. Evan has Joe Burrow, Chase Brown, Kyren Williams. I'm going to say Khalil Williams, who is not a person. AJ Brown, Tedaro McMillan, George Pickens, and Tyler Warren with $9 max bid. Waleed, Bijan, Gibbs, McConkey, $28 max bid. Boards with Taylor, Achane, Tootin, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Olave, Burden, and Wilson with a $10 max bid. That's nice. I'm digging that.
Yeah, Boards has a really good draft.
Yeah, MK with Genty, Javonte, Jordan Love, Cam Scadaboo, Drake London, and Rashee Rice. And Sam Laporta, sorry, max 23. Tony's in right now on a Jalen Waddle with Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley, Davante Adams, Terry McLaurin, Emeka Ogbuka, Brock Bowers. I think this was Tony's plan, was to get this Jalen Waddle fellow onto his team.
When I lost out on Ladd, that was the pivot, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the pocket we were talking about. All right, oh, it's my turn to nominate. And so I will nominate... who will get money off of the board?
And I knew when I got Ladd that I wasn't going to get Waddle, even though I really wanted him. But I like Ladd more than I like Waddle, so.
Yeah. Alrighty. Raladala, James Cook, Quinshon Judkins, Puka, JSN, David Montgomery with $17 left. I really like that. Raladala got three first rounders here in Puka, JSN, and James Cook. JB88, May, CMC, Hall, Lamb, Nico, Devonta Smith, $8 left. Like that one too. Tyromancer, current big stack, correct? $31. Nope, Tony's still big stack. Lamar Jackson, Kenneth Walker, Jadarian Price, T. Higgins, Malik Nabers, Colson Loveland, Carnell Tate, and Quiet Feet with Hampton, Jacobs, Jefferson, and Chase with $18 left. So DJ Moore just went off the board for $13. That's what I was going for. I'm not particularly interested in DJ Moore, so get that money off the board. It's also people getting roster spots full too. That's also, we've reached the point where it's also like roster spots are getting full. There's going to be some great tight end values, I think, coming up, and one guy who gets overvalued by like crazy.
Well, here he comes.
Yeah. So between Tony and Waleed, one of these guys will make AJ or Roma Dunze go for $20.
No, I have my price points.
All right, Roma Dunze currently $8. Oh, I gotta hit the pass button. Pass. All right. So, once this bid is over, because ooh, Waleed, $10.
I was going to do it when MK did it, but then he did that.
$11 to MK drafts for Roma Dunze as his wide receiver 3. All right, so Tony, I'm going to ask you, how are you feeling for this auction draft now that you've gone through the gauntlet of 8 episodes?
It feels good. It's some of those things that, like, I'm not actively thinking about the stuff that I've learned until it pops up and it makes sense to be thought about.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have like a hard and fast, you know, list of rules or whatever, but like listening to you guys, and really the most important thing that I think you guys have said is just like, you play, you get your guys, you play the board, and you have to have a good idea of what your tiers are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I managed to get two of the four guys in that receiver pocket that I really like, and then two guys a little cheaper that I also like that are a tier below at wide receiver, and I still paid up at quarterback, running back, and tight end.
Yeah.
And a trend. And,
go ahead, go Evan.
No, you're the host.
Oh, I was going to say, and that's kind of where we talk about saving money is where you like guys more than the field, like by a good margin, and that's your pocket, and then you got to spend that money somewhere. So it would be a complete waste if you got those guys in your pocket at good value, and then you had like a $1 Chigakonkwo. It would be a waste. So
I've noticed a big meta change in particularly running backs in regards to tiers. And that's that it used to be, don't get stuck bidding on the last guy in your tier. Well, I think everyone is wise to that now, because I've noticed this season, for once, the last two guys in the tier are getting bid way up. So when there's three guys left, that's why I made a move on Chase Brown for 50. As it turns out, Saquon Barkley, 51, and O'Marrion Hampton, 60. I'm like, okay, I just got under the wire, even though I had to bid like five more than for Chase Brown than projected. So if you see three players left in your tier, especially a high one, that's probably the time to make a move now. People are wise to the don't sit around until there's one left you want.
Have you considered four guys left in the tier?
I thought I was going to have to spend way more on Parker Washington there.
$14 for Parker Washington is that's interesting.
When you wanted
that? Okay. Well, I mean, obviously you did.
Oh, man. Like, I would have gone 20 for him.
All right.
I am so all Waleed's in on Parker Washington this year.
Yeah. All right. So Waleed is getting his guy. $14 for Parker Washington.
Worth noting, now, I was willing to spend more for Parker Washington than Roma Dunze. Just to give you an idea of how much I love Parker Washington this year.
I mean, a cone slot receiver.
Liam Cohen slot receiver, man.
Liam Cohen slot receiver.
Like
making that, the action happen.
And that's how I have to build this team. Like, I know where I'm going to find my values.
Speaking of Liam Cohen, do you want to hear something disgusting I discovered in the ESPN draft room on Sunday when I may or may not have been drafting my sister's team for her?
All right there, Bill Simmons.
I've had two drafts already. None of them have been mine.
Wait, hold on. ESPN fantasy draft? That wasn't the disgusting thing?
Here's gross. The disgusting thing.
Draft room?
92nd ranked player overall. Travis Hunter.
What?
Travis Hunter, top 100. Tucker Kraft, 115.
Believe. Ew.
That's what they were doing, Tony.
That's horrifying.
You're all going to pay for your crimes against Travis Hunter when the season's over.
No, the people who are going to pay for crimes is Travis Hunter drafters at 92. And that's knowing you're bored, honestly. Because somebody's going to take him
around.
Anyone
who does that.
An ESPN drafter, and by definition, bad.
Yep, that's true. That's science.
I saw one of the greatest TikTok videos I've ever seen, which was a guy getting ready to watch NFL Red Zone. And the guy goes, "Are you ready for 7 hours of commercial-free Pat McAfee in the Octo Box?" It's just eight Pat McAfee videos. It's like, that's what ESPN is slowly trending towards.
It's going to happen this year.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't want him in College Game Day, you can get him on Monday Night Football or the Monday Night Sidecast or ESPN or WWE, or now he's on Netflix.
They're playing the metagame, though, because then you're just going to be like, or why don't you just give me commercials to set?
That's, you know what? You know what, dude? That's fine. As long as I don't have to see, they're going to cut from Pat McAfee to a DraftKings commercial featuring the Pat McAfee parlay of the week.
Yeah.
Like, you know that, right? Like, that's happening.
They're just going to have College Game Day, just during the game, they're just going to have a Pat McAfee cam in the corner where you just get to watch Pat McAfee the whole time. And there's no announcers. It's just Pat McAfee. But he also has to be on screen.
And, you know, the bump music before they go to commercial is always going to be songs from the new album. I don't know if any of you guys watch.
He's a
ever
really
watched...
good musician, as long as he puts his lyrics into AI.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you guys ever, or you're familiar with Anthony Fantano, but he did his review of the Pat McAfee album, and it was great. He's my favorite.
Anthony Fantano.
No, he's like the bald internet critic that always gets memed on that like got sued by Drake. Or no, he got sued by Ronnie Ramsey.
I know that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know his name, but I've seen him plenty.
He's called him Melon.
More than I want.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, his takes on music are great.
I will say I don't like DK Metcalf, but I will take him for $2 at this point.
You do know this isn't best ball, and you're going to have to pick the weeks that you play him, right?
You do know this is a mock draft, and you don't have to play him ever.
That's true.
I would much rather have Jeff have $2 left of a max bid than have DK Metcalf. The value is there.
Hey, I guess what? I have DK Metcalf and $1 less max bid.
Yes.
Cooked.
Oh, you have it.
I don't even like DK Metcalf, but $3, I'll take it. I'll give it a shot. Why not?
I know that if I was in the same grocery store as him, he's taking a picture of me. So like,
oh, absolutely.
I don't know if I really want that. What a dickhead.
It's a bullshit, man.
Oh, you're fat. Yep.
The Lions fan did nothing wrong.
I want the guy
starting to believe it.
I want the guy stocking the meat section of my supermarket to be fat. Like that's a sign of
exactly.
Like,
when you have a skinny chef.
That's what I was gonna say.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like either you're on way too much coke or I shouldn't trust you.
Yeah. Skinny chef, small portions, don't like it. It's gonna be frou-frou shit. You're gonna make like pee. You're gonna make me eat like pea foam. I don't want to eat pea foam, man.
I had a homie that became a chef, like fucking Michelin star rated chef, and he got fucking huge. And I was like, I trust you implicitly and explicitly.
I got to go to that restaurant.
Yeah.
All right. So we've seen kind of a market crash here because I just got Dak for $1 and I did not want Dak for $1. I was trying to get money off the board. And now I have two quarterbacks.
I nominated your own quarterback.
And now I'm going to rage quit the entire draft. Goodbye, everybody. Travion Henderson for $5 though is a winner right there. Here, looking to trade Dak. all right. Still max.
Have you guys?
It's still not Andrew Luck though. We could say that. Like it could have been Andrew Luck that he did for $1.
Have you guys ever played in a league where you had an auction draft, but you could trade auction dollars like during the draft? Is that a thing?
Yes, and it's horrible.
Yeah,
it's have you ever played Settlers of Catan with absolute assholes? Like that's what it is. Like
every time someone has played a game of Settlers of Catan with me, they could say yes to that.
6 hours of negotiating that goes nowhere.
I'm going to laugh so hard if I get Harold Fannin into my flex for $1. I'm fine with it.
Waleed, I'm offering you... Hold on. Can I do this? Let's see. I can just change Dak to Harold Fannin and change Harold Fannin to Dak. This is perfect.
I don't want Dak.
I'm going to change... Oh, man. I can change Dak to whoever I want.
$1 Harold Fannin. Are you kidding me? That's solid. I love Harold Fannin this year.
Tony, who or Waleed, who else do you like for $1? Jordan Addison? You want $1 Jordan Addison?
I mean, I'll get him at some point.
So, wait, hold on. Waleed just spent $4 on Tucker Kraft and Harold Fannin. That's killer. That's really good.
That is sick.
Yeah.
And over here, Chumps McGee over here spent $25 on Trey McBride. Now I'm feeling mad. All right. Caleb Williams, $2. Quiet Feet. Quiet Feet still doesn't have a quarterback. Max bid $6. So this is where if you were big stack and you didn't have a quarterback and you really wanted Caleb Williams, this is where you would go big $6, and then you're boxing out Quiet Feet. But Raladala, Boards, and I'm guessing Waleed are all going dollar days at quarterback.
Yep. 100%.
Oh, good. I didn't.
Nice nom for this crowd. Nice nom for this crowd.
Ramondre?
Yep.
Yeah.
I was like, excited. I'm like, oh, am I going to get $5 Ramondre? Nope. There's nothing wrong with Dak, but I'm not looking. Dak's not the quarterback I want. That's all that is. I have other guys I want more than Dak.
I can just give you Dak if you want him. I'll take him off my team and I'll just put him on your team. I have the power to do that if you want him.
Man, the cope Jeff is dealing with having gotten $1 Dak. It's okay, man. Dak is a good football player.
Just say the word. Just say the word, Waleed. You can have him.
Oh, were you wearing your Lakers jersey when you drafted Dak? That's what I want to know.
My Yankees hat.
God's fella, the issue with Dak is that Jeff already has Jaden Daniels, a very good quarterback. So yeah. He'd rather have that roster slot. Like, exactly. He'd rather pay an extra dollar to get that guy off his team.
This is where the problems arise. Is now I have too much money for how many roster spots I have,
and that's one of the
that's
things.
What screwed me.
And what like and here's the thing: nominating a quarterback for a dollar when most of the quarterbacks slots are filled,
it was stupid.
You want to nominate the guy that you don't mind having for a dollar, but would also be fine if someone spent $2 on.
Yeah, it was like, bad process. I screwed up. Ooh, I admit it.
Good one there. I like this, Tony. I want to fight you for him, but I'm not spending $5 for Chuba Hubbard because
Chuba Bubba.
I kind of wanted to jump bid so I could like put people in that position. Like, do you want him? Sure, but do you want him $5?
And you got the staff to do that too.
This is what you do. This is what you do as big stack. You put people at a decision.
Stack to let people know if they're willing to like do that.
I would have bid five for, and I was hovering over it. For Hubbard, but I realize I already have Tet on Carolina, and I don't like that.
Come on, you got a super stack. Oh, Waleed. Oh no, you didn't do it. Okay.
But I will Waleed... not. What the hell just happened? I just got like booted.
It's because you hit pass.
Yeah, I tried to hit pass.
Yeah,
and then it was like, not only do you not pass, we're kicking you out because you don't want because you don't like.
Mike you Evans. Got the coward tax.
I guess.
They're like, well, Leeds a coward. Okay, so now am I the first one to, nope, JB88 is on this... auto. JB deuced out. Now I went all in on Mike Evans because he was like the last wide receiver I wanted, so now I'm in dollar days, so now I'm chilling. I undid my mistake of Dak, which, Waleed, it's not too late. Just let me know. Just let me know. Fine. Just say the word, man. Just I have the power. You don't have to give me
Mike,
anything.
Mike Evans was the last of that wide receiver tier.
Yeah. And thank God I have two quarterbacks. Am I right, folks? I blew it. So now I'm in dollar days. Tony's got a $24 max bid with 6 spots left. So Tony, you gotta start throwing some cash around, IMO.
I'm down to 4.
4 spots, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to I have a couple guys that I really like. So I'll do what it takes.
I mean, you should get them because the only person who can really fight you is Ty. He also only has 4 spots left. So I got to kind of wait you guys out.
Yeah, so now I got to start nominating guys I want. Or actually guys who other people will bid on. There we go. Tony Pollard. See, this is what I should have done instead of Dak, because if I got him for a dollar, I'd be happy. But if somebody else got him, I would also be happy. But I stupidly was like, oh, somebody's got a bid on a quarterback. Oh, I appreciate everybody.
Good nominate.
I appreciate everybody letting me have Anthony Pollard. That's 5 running backs.
Not showing up. You got Pollard?
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't. I screwed up. Yeah. That's my bad.
Because I want to let you know. We aren't letting you get Tony Pollard.
Yeah, I was like, all right, guys. I hate this is what I hate This is knowing your room, and I keep forgetting that you have to do two things to bid or to nominate. Yeah. What is this dang Mitchell estimating software for the second time?
You know who you should have done? If you had nominated Bo Nix for a dollar, Rollo would have spent two.
If I nominated Bo Nix for a dollar, I would put him on your team lead. Oh, boy. Rico Dudu.
I can't do both Steelers running backs.
Come on, Tony.
That's what I was counting on, honestly.
Believe in yourself. I believe you can do that.
I'm not fighting Ty for him.
Oh, my God. Jazz Chisholm just hit a home run.
So my conclusion for the Bijan Gibbs like combo stack is not a fan of how this draft went out for me.
I was wondering how long until you realized it was not going to work out.
No, I wanted to try it. I stand by, like, you got to, like, that's what mock drafts are for.
Yeah, man. That is Rollo Dallas. Ooh, says, I dare you to nominate
Bonix. This is a great $1 nomination.
Here. Do it. Do a Bonix. Wants him
for $2.
Bonix.
They can have him.
I can throw a Dak back into the pool if anybody's interested. Alec Pierce.
$1 Alec Pierce. Oh, ew. Love it. Love it.
Rollo dollar.
Yeah. I knocked out a dollar.
Rollo $2.
Dollar Alec Pierce on your bench is fine. I love Alec Pierce. I just, I don't know that I love Alec Pierce love for Alec a dollar, Pierce. I should say.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
Got him.
Everybody else needs to use up their money so that we can just $1 this out.
Or you can use that pass button.
Oh, you know what I should have done? I should have asked Tony who he wanted, because the big thing is like knocking out his and Ty's spots.
Tony's got a plan.
I'm working on it.
Yeah. Ew. So Alec Pierce, $2. Mike Washington.
Guys, how much do you believe in Mike Washington?
Can I even offer three? Oh, and the button comes up that you can offer $3, and it's like, you don't have enough money for this, Brokey.
Oh, my God. I love
$5.
All right, so $5 Mike Washington. So for more than Chuba, for the same as Mekhi Lemon, for more than Brian Thomas, $1 less than Jalen Warren.
That's
crazy. Same as Trevion, by the way. All right.
Yeah. Of course.
Of course. Why not? Quite.
But he's big bang, so if you want him, the price does not matter.
Yeah.
Christ Rodriguez. Son of a bitch.
Christ Rodriguez. Let's go, baby.
Can't fight Tony for him, so I'm not going to even try. I just got to knock off the...
Come on, someone.
Rolladala is considering it. He hasn't
passed. Someone wants it.
It doesn't matter. He can consider it, but it's not going to work.
He can consider really hard. Again, the offer's up. If anybody wants Dak, please. Please. You can have him for free. I want the roster spot back. Although that would break everything because I'd have three roster spots and $2.
Right. We'd have to buy him off you. I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly. I'll give him to you for what I paid for him. Face value. Face value, please. All right, Chris Rodriguez, $5. The same as Mike Washington. Curious. Cortland Sutton went for 40% Mike Washington, $2.
Let's go.
All right. Waleed got a good consolation prize to not getting Dak. Justin Herbert for $2.
I like Justin Herbert twice as much as I like Dak.
But Waleed, here's the question. Will Justin Herbert produce twice as many fantasy points as Dak?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no. I think I got your ass.
Nah, I'm only saying that Dak's going to miss half the year.
No. Oh, that's fine. I don't know why I reacted like this is my actual team.
because you spent a dollar on him. It's sunk cost fallacy. That's all that was.
My backup quarterback, RJ Harvey, for $3. So you can see now how drafts go, right? You might get... You might get like, you're like, oh shit, why, why did I spend, let's say I'm just looking at raw dollar team. Why did I spend $11 on David Montgomery when I could have gotten Jalen Warren for six? And that's just the economics of it, right?
Sure.
Yeah. And you just kind of have to, you will drive yourself crazy if you go, I can't believe I spent X on this player and this player and this player went for Y. Don't ever do that.
Sure.
That's the road to chaos right there.
Yeah. Notice how when Waleed gives his analysis of people's teams, he never once says the dollar value.
Yeah. It's always how much they have left, because it doesn't matter what they spend. All that matters is how much their buying power is left.
Makes sense.
Dude, I hate my team so much, but I love all the players I have, but I'm like, man, I need more. Like, well, the thing is, I can still recover from this. Like, this could end up actually being the best team in the league. If I'm right about Ladd and Parker and Bijan and Gibbs do what they're supposed to do, I'm going to wreck it. Like,
well,
still.
Well, Leed says, I will easily financially recover from this.
But, like, the problem is, it changes exactly how I have to do it. I don't like building through my bench. And this is one where I'm going to, like, where I'm planning it out, so I'm going to get certain bench guys so that, like, I've adjusted. Ugh. This is so icky. I don't like to have to make choices during the regular season. That's part of the fun of auction.
Yeah, hey, Willie, there's a third tight end available if you want him.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, but I've already exceeded my, like, if I could have got him for $1, then I'll go $5 for three tight ends.
I'll take that for $1.
Dude, some all guy, right. Okay, so I was, I had to sub in. There was a guy one of my poker leagues. He had some family like issues where like he just couldn't be there. So they asked me to draft for him, and I was at this live draft. I think I posted the board. But if you looked at that board, you'll also notice one dude drafted four tight ends.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I was like, what is going on here?
That's called being a man, Waleed.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. It's called high tea.
I'm strongly considering just taking Wandale Robinson for $2 just to do it.
You can strongly consider whatever you want.
I mean, the problem is I don't really want
$2.
$1 Wandale is a good price.
Yeah.
You know what's a better price? $0.
You know what's a better price? $1 is a DAC, if I could talk.
What a deal.
What a
I'm
deal.
I'm surprised you haven't had any offers yet.
Dak's still on the board, everybody.
No, he took him to put him on a trade block. His next pick is also going to be a quarterback.
Can I let's see.
Those are my favorite Discord posts, by the way, where someone comes in and they've got like Bowers and McBride and they're like, rate my team, and you're like, I think you spent too much at tight end, and they're like, well, I'm gonna trade one.
It's like, you know what you could have done is just drafted a player instead of that second tight end.
Yes.
It's like a trade, but you don't get the adrenaline rush.
That's a common fallacy that people think about what other people need in terms of analyzing their power over them, but don't think about what they need in terms of other people's power over themselves, which is they need to not have this massive waste of resources at tight end or quarterback. Exactly. And so the person, if they're savvy, the trader is like, no, I can play hardball.
Yeah.
Like, you need this more than I do.
Yeah, you need to get that guy off your roster more than I need him on mine.
Right.
Yeah, it happens a lot. It's a common newbie mistake.
I was going to get Diggs there. I was like, but like that's exactly the kind of nomination I love. I'll take Diggs for $1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Waleed's about to be.
If someone spends $2, that's even better.
I didn't think I was going to get Michael Wilson for $1, but I like it.
Michael Wilson was going to be my next $1 nomination. So,
well, I would have spent.
Somebody just dropped a cat meow in the background.
Oh, I'm guessing man. That was loud.
Leche is all about this draft. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Leche is probably like taking in more auction like information than half the people in our Discord. I'm just gonna say it.
Yeah. All right, Waleed. So you got Steph Diggs and Marvin Harrison for $5. that's a good bounce back. But my guy, are you ever going to roster any other running backs? $1 running backs?
That's fair. Bijan.
That's fair.
I got Gibbs. I don't ever plan on doing a running back.
Well, you got a handcuff. You got to get.
Did you know that Waleed writes a waiver article every week for Football Absurdity where he could identify potential running backs to pick up?
And you know what? I'm going to be reading that article in week one when I drop Dak Prescott off of my roster. I was looking at some of my my redrafts that I did at like the expo and stuff. I'm like, oh, it's nice to know I already have guys that I know I'm going to drop week one. I'm like, I don't think I need to be holding on to Jaden Blue anymore. I think he can go.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. All right, Tony, it is your nomination. And you, I believe, you're Tyromancer's a big baller. So Tyromancer has a $13 left in one guy. So I think he's just going to get whoever he wants.
Yep.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
All right.
But who do I want?
Rashad White, Trevor Lawrence.
Man. I wonder if all I right. would let. Oh, who got?
Did everyone Trevor pass Lawrence went who for got, a dollar to Raladala because everybody who could bid passed. And then
that's how this starts going.
Yeah, and then the robot is taking forever. Oh, there we go. Jordan Tyson, pass. I cannot bid on Jordan Tyson. All right. See now we're cooking. Tyromancer, just put somebody down for $13. See, this is Tyromancer. Josh Downs.
And he did it. Josh Downs. Yeah. Love it. And our first Tyromancer, man is filled. Let's look at that team. Lamar Jackson, Kenneth Walker, Jadarian Price, T. Higgins, Malik Nabers, Colston Loveland, Carnell Tate, Travion Henderson, Brian Thomas Jr., Rico Dowdle, Mike Washington, Jaden Reed, Josh Downs. That's a good team.
That's a good team. Because he shopped values. And then this is also why I'll ask Evan about a guy who's like, running back 48, and he's like, I don't know who that is. Because my job is to run out of money before it gets to that point.
Yep.
Yeah. So that, I mean, every one of those guys, with the exception of Mike Washington, has been like a hugely relevant player all offseason. And Mike Washington is relevant now because of the injury. All right, let's see.
I figured out the guys that I want. Who has like money left? So Raladala's got $8 max bid. White Feet's got a $4 max bid.
Any questions in the YouTube?
No, I'm watching it.
We're all good. Right. Quiet Feet says, woo, Travis Kelce, what year is it again? What's $1 Jonathan, Travis Kelce year?
Jonathan Brooks was one of the guys I was considering. But I found it more valuable to knock Raladala down to a $4 max bid when I have an $8 max bid, because I think I am number two after Tony, but really Tony's only spending his money on one more guy.
Yeah. So Tony's got $10 and what, two roster spots left?
I went $5 for Blake Corum because I do like Blake Corum and I like that offense.
All righty. So, pass. Kyle Munungai on the board. So, Blake Corum, $5, Jonathan Brooks. And honestly, that's fine with me. I'm not mad. There we go. Let me get this out of the way. Okay, so we are chilling at Evan's got a $1 max bid. Waleed's got $4.
If Rala could just pass, then we could get this done with. Is he waiting until the last second?
He's too busy. Oh, Mahler, he's too busy.
God damn it, it did it again. It keeps fucking logging me out.
All right. So Raladala, $3 on Kyle Munungai. Honestly, good pay. I like it,
Isaiah
Jeff. Likely. Yes, sir.
Jeff. The next time Waleed accidentally logs off, slip Dak Prescott onto his team. See if he notices.
We've replaced Justin Herbert with Dak Prescott. Let's see if we notices. Jordan Mason. See, this is well, remember we talked about the opportunity cost of $1. Like these are guys like running back threes, running back fours that are going to go for the same price as that. You're like sneaky, super deep sleeper. Like you don't have to go after those guys. Like you see people being like, oh, should I spend $1 on Kalen Black? It's like, no, your job is to not need Kalen Black.
So
I don't know who that is.
Can I say real quick? You know, we've done 8 episodes of these and I've learned a whole bunch and I'm about to make my last pick of what we've worked up to. So I feel really confident about it, but I want to circle back to something that we talked about in episode 1, where you guys expressly told me that it was okay to spend 10 exact dollars on Jalen Naylor. And so that's what I would like to do.
As soon as you started your preamble, I was like, oh shit, it's $10 Jalen Naylor.
I knew it would, like, yeah, the minute we started getting a speech, I'm like, this motherfucker's getting Jalen Naylor.
So through now 9 episodes, Tony's learned absolutely nothing.
No. He's learned what he knew coming in. Jalen Naylor, 101.
Oh, $10.
$10 Jalen Naylor. That's so good. Oh man.
Well, he was like, he has a plan, and I'm like, yeah, it's been brewing.
All right.
So Ooh. We got Tony and Raladala both done with their drafts too.
Yep.
Raladala's got Trevor Lawrence, James Cook, Quinshon Judkins, Puka Nacua, JSN, George Kittle. Love $2 George Kittle. That's a good value right there. David Montgomery, J.K. Dobbins, Mekhi Lemon, Alec Pierce, Jonathan Brooks, Kyle Manungai, Isaiah Likely. Solid team. Tony's got Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley, Chuba Hubbard, Devontae Adams, Terry McLaurin, Brock Bowers, Emeka Buka, Jalen Waddle, Jalen Naylor. I'm sorry, not Jalen. Jalen
Oh,
Warren.
You bet I do.
He loves Tony Pollard, Chris Rodriguez, Rashad White, and Jalen Naylor. He likes Jalen's.
I do.
Like, this is Team Jalen right here.
I feel good about what I did. I don't think I have any, you know, top 12 wide receivers, but I should have 4 top 24 guys. And I got an elite quarterback, elite tight end, and I don't know. I feel like good team. I would have to read a weekly waiver wire article on Football Absurdity probably to fill in some gaps along the way, but, you know, do the best we can.
Oh, this was Tyra Mansour's first auction?
Was it really?
Wow.
That was a pretty good one.
Hell yeah.
Hey man, you did it. See, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. but the 4 top 20 guys thing, that's where my plan was to live there and either running back or wide receiver for a long time. Cause it's, you mostly stay out of bidding wars. This was before I knew Evan's theories and I understand why, but, also you're welcome to Waleed for getting, board's money off out of the pot. I was like, oh, Marshawn Lloyd's still on the board. That'll max somebody out.
Well, I'm kind of annoyed that Quiet Feet went $3 on Algier because I really did want to do that. But we'll go with our backup plan.
But now you're all big bank, Mr. $4. Don't spend it all in place.
Bill.
I love him.
Oh, he's already off the board. Boards is now nominating. All right, so now we're in dollar days. This is where it gets very boring. So,
am I at a big bank too? Cool.
Someone can
nominate Jonah Coleman. I will just max him out at $3 and be done here.
You're the only person with more than $2 left. Everybody else, Quiet Feet has $2 max bid. Yeah, it's very.
It does suck that I still have to pass, even though I'm out of money.
It should.
It doesn't matter. It'll take it into account.
I've tested this. It does just automatically auto pass.
Yeah, but it feels good to be doing
something. I want Jacoby Lane. MK. Yeah. You know I want him.
Evan, do you want Dak?
I do have George Pickens.
Oh, it's Raladala
thanking us for being able to say his name correctly.
Raladala? People say that wrong?
I mean, there's a lot of, like, I could see how someone would get it confused. I had to sit there and like look at it for a minute before trying to pronounce it.
Raladala says he's surprised he turned it around. He thought he lost a lot of value by going with his top three. I mean, that's a lot built in. You pushed in a lot getting three first rounders, but you were able to, like, by my approximation, you still have two other top 25 running backs in Judkins and Montgomery. You have upside guys in Lemon, Pierce, and like with Brooks, Monongai, Dobbins. I mean, you're chilling. All right, who do I want? Who do I want? Or who will get... should I get Bo Nix? All right, running back. I will go with... All right, I'll just... Come on, I'm trying to click. There we go. Woody Marks. If somebody outbids me, so be it. Pass.
I've already passed. Quiet feet will pass, and then we're good.
All right. Except for Dak, I'm feeling pretty good about my draft.
Jaden Daniels, Devon Achane, Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers, Jameson Williams, Trey McBride, Bucky Irby, DeAndre Swift for 16 is nice.
Yeah.
DK Metcalf, Dak Prescott, Mike Evans, Wandale Robinson.
Yeah, I was impressed with that.
And Woody Marks now.
And Woody Marks, yeah. I'm very happy if Woody Marks is the worst player on my team. Yeah. So now I'm chilling, and now
I'm filled. Listened to me when I said just someone nominate him.
Yeah, we are in the dollar days, Jonah Coleman.
I'm pretty happy with this.
Quiet Feet says he absolutely screwed up. No, I don't think he did. Quiet Feet's about to find the rare pick of the litter at the end, where you're just like, I just get everybody that's left.
So my team, the end results of the Jahmyr Gibbs, Bijan Robinson team. I got Justin Herbert, Bijan, Gibbs, Ladd McConkey, Parker Washington, Tucker Kraft, and Harold Fannin. Stephon Diggs, Marvin Harrison Jr., Jordan Tyson, Blake Corum, Bill, and Jonah Coleman.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah? Is that who you got, Willie?
Hey, I'll tell you what, man. I bet you this team would wreck people.
Is that who you got, though? Are you sure that's who you got?
You son of a bitch. How dare you? Not only that, like, Justin Herbert changed the price to $2 deck. This is not what happens.
Oh, boy. All right. Let me change that back.
You were that's hilarious to change the price
of my mock draft.
I think it just adjusts it so it doesn't set the thing that's like where I end up with unavailable.
But now none of us get a quarterback.
Yeah.
So Sleeper's like, no, you've desecrated a sacred hallowed room. No one gets quarterbacks.
It'll happen. We're
going to start seeing quarterbacks vanish off the board.
Is Justin Herbert okay? Okay, there he is. Okay.
Yeah, he's back. It took me a second. All right. Okay, perfect. All right, so we've got, I think we're pretty much done. Evan still has to bid three guys, but three
luckily,
of us are
once
done.
Quiet Feet gets his nomination in, it's gonna like
it's gonna be dollar days. We're gonna be done real quick. So if you've come, I'll start doing outro stuff, you know. If you've come this far, thank you for listening to us, whether it was on the YouTube feed, Football Absurdity, TH Fantasy. This was Tony got to me at the exact right point because I was at the expo and I was just like chilling. And Tony was like, I have an idea. I was like, oh, hell yeah, let's go.
It's been super fun.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I think it's helpful because Tony, you feel comfortable in auctions now, right?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, you even were able to like work your way into a bit. That's how
good. Can't do that in Snake.
No, there's no bits. You just took a player. No. But $10 right. Jalen Naylor. It's perfect. The podcast ended where it started. So MK Draft saying Quiet Feet. Can you just like hurry up, dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Quiet Feet, tell us who you want.
Quiet Feet. I'll put him on your roster just right now. Is it Dak? It's okay if it's Dak, man. The heart wants what the heart wants. Emmett Johnson. Offer $2. I can't.
You hit the pass button. He's
Casey
on
Concepcion. All right.
Now he's getting his guy, and it's going through. Who did
it's
he get?
Keaton Mitchell.
All
right, so now it's Evan.
So he's got $61 in the Chargers backfield.
Is that good? Genius. Is that what you're going for?
Hey, you know what? That's going to be a fun one.
Oh, hey, Bo Nix.
Ends up with $1 Bo Nix.
Yeah, who got Bo Nix?
Boards.
All right. So, at the very end, quarterback at the end. I thought I was scrolled down, so I thought Boards was filled up.
All right,
we are done.
We are done.
All right.
Good job, everybody.
Good job,
great
everybody.
Job.
Just to round out Evan's draft, he finished with Kalen Black, Brian Robinson, and Zach Charbonnet for $1 each. So, all right. Thank you to everybody in the draft for helping us out. We really appreciate that. That was a lot of fun. I'm glad we had some first-timers in here. And thanks everybody. So I'm going to stop recording the podcast, and I assume Evan will stop the YouTube stream in a second.
And special shout out to all the absurdists who helped us.
Yes, thank you very much.
You guys are awesome.
Very much appreciated, guys.
Yeah, getting 10 folks in here was awesome. So for the last time, for Tony, Waleed, Evan, it's Jeff. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.
Bye, guys.
Later.
Bye.